This is Detroit Today. I'm your host, Stephen Henderson. Thanks for joining. We've been talking about riverfronts, how to increase residential units along Detroit's riverfront, and how other cities are doing some similar things. Interestingly, there are other riverfronts and towns here in Metro Detroit that are attempting to do the same thing. One of those communities includes the Downriver section of Metro Detroit. It's a collection of 18 cities and townships just south of us here in Detroit, and it has been trying to deindustrialize and attract more small businesses and people to its cities and to develop their riverfronts. So how's that been going, and what are the changes that are happening in Downriver to make the area a more fun, exciting, and economically appealing place to live? To talk about all of this, we've got Sue Trussell with us. She is the director of the Brownstown Downtown Development Authority and co-chair of Destination Downriver, which is working to rebrand that area. Sue, welcome to Detroit Today.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Thanks. Yeah, it's great to have you. How's Downriver been changing over the past few years? How are its downtowns changing, and how has it been attracting new businesses?
Well, Destination Downriver, we've been working hard to transform the perception of what Downriver has been for a very long time. We like to say we're going from the Rust Belt to the Green Belt. I've lived here all my life, and we used to be a joke, you know, the Downriver area, and now it's a passion of ours to change that perception. So we've got together with the 18 communities Downriver, and we want to let everybody know what a great place it is to be here.
So talk about the ways in which you are experimenting with downtowns to make them more amenable to residents and density. One of the interesting things to me about Downriver is that it is a place that was so heavily industrial, and that's different from downtown Detroit, for instance. So how do you create more of a sense of a downtown and then, of course, get residents and businesses excited about being there?
I think just to bring awareness to the area, and so many of the communities now are doing such a good job of having retail downtown, small businesses and restaurants that people just want to come to. They want to be able to walk somewhere, and just getting those entrepreneurs to come here to see what a great place it is to have a business. You can live in the same town that your business is. That seems to be happening a lot down here. So I think awareness is a big part of it, but also building those businesses that can stay in a downtown where people want to, you know, go to their stores or go to their restaurants.
Yeah. The population is also changing quite a bit in Downriver. It's becoming more Latino, more Arab, more African American. Yep. Talk about the way in which Downriver is a more inclusive and safer place for everybody.
Yeah, I think it's part of it is the affordability to be able to come and start a business. Lincoln Park is a great example of that. There are many storefronts in their downtown area, and they're enticing the Hispanic community to come, and a lot of businesses have started there, and I think that's been a big plus, so other people can see that it's a more economical place to start a business, and then there's the community there to support them. They have been having Cinco de Mayo festivals, and the community as a whole has really embraced the Hispanic community there, and it's great to see. There's a company called Detroit Salsa Company that started in Lincoln Park. They came up with, they had a four-generational salsa recipe and decided to get a storefront going in Lincoln Park, and now they're in many different stores in the area and just booming, and it was just one of the young sons that started it, an MSU student. He decided to take a chance, and the community was embracing to him, so it's great to see that story.
Yeah. What other kinds of jobs and economic opportunities do you feel like are fueling this new interest in Downriver cities and their downtowns?
I really think it's the entrepreneurs that are coming here. Flat Rock is another example, and Brownstown, too. We just embrace, and we're as excited as they are to start a business. We have a pizzeria here in Brownstown that I was just visiting yesterday, And the owners are just so grateful that we're happy for them, and I love to see that. It's Francesca's Brick Oven Pizza here in Brownstown. They've just, a husband and wife decided to start a, you know, a company and put their, they have young kids, and they just put everything into this business. And they're thriving, and we want to see them thrive, too. And I think Flat Rock's done the same thing. The communities are realizing through their building ordinances and their zoning that they need to embrace the families and the small businesses to make them successful in their downtown. So I think that that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. Okay. Sue Trussell, director of the Brownstown Downtown Development Authority and co-chair of Destination Downriver. Thanks so much for being here with us on Detroit Today, and good luck to you in those downriver communities.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's going to do it for us today. Come back tomorrow when we're going to talk about Wayne County Executive Warren Evans and his State of the County speech, all the changes that are happening in this area of Southeast Michigan. Also, if you like this show and enjoy listening, remember to share it with your friends and your neighbors and your relatives, anyone you think would enjoy it. You can find us at WDET.org or on our Detroit Today podcast, which you can download any place you get podcasts. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.